Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Later in the show, 8 o'clock, Mike Lombardi joins us. We'll get his perspective on the draft. He's the host of the GM Shuffle pod. 9 o'clock, our pal Chris Russell joins us. But right now, joining us on the BetQL Guest Hotline, covers the Caps for the Monumental Sports Network. It's Tariq El-Bashir. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, buddy. Sorry. Took me a second there to get you.
Tariq? All good.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
how are
morning.
You? Yeah, good morning.
Fantastic.
So, tough series, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I think realistically you got to go in knowing your big dogs. Hoping it wasn't going to go the route of the sweep. But after the first two, it certainly didn't look good. When did you realize a sweep was kind of like in play here?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to happen until probably midway through Game four, yesterday's game.
Really?
Sweeps are just hard. I mean, just look around the league. I mean, the Caps are the only team that's been swept so far. I mean, you just go back in history a little bit, too. The Capitals have only – the last time they were swept by a team was 2011. I remember covering that series really well, second round against Tampa Bay. So that was, what, 13 years ago. And the Caps have never swept an opponent in a seven-game series in their existence. They just don't happen that much. So I thought they were going to get a game yesterday, send it back to New York and you know, it make things a little bit harder on the Rangers. So I was a little surprised.
But Tariq, it was definitely a bad omen when less than a minute into the game, Nick Jensen commits just an awful turnover and, you know, Lindgren has no shot at stopping, Kako's shot at that, you know, from 10 feet, 12 feet away. I would guess most Caps fans saw that, and then they were like, all right, now the sweep might be coming, even though the Caps did tie it up eventually, made it a game. But that was a bad way for that game to start last night.
Yeah, I felt bad for Nick, too, because, players always tell me that getting back into the regular season game after a long layoff is like trying to catch a train that's already moving. And you know, in the playoffs where everything is 15, 20, 25% faster and more intense, it's like trying to catch a bullet train, right? I mean, it's even harder. And you could tell things were moving a little quickly there for him. You just can't simulate game speed in practice, and you certainly can't simulate playoff speed and intensity in practice. It was just a bobble of the puck, and it happened at the wrong time, at the exact wrong part of the ice, and Kako's not going to miss from there. So, it didn't get off to a great start, but, you know, I thought it was a relatively even game until probably late in the second period where it looked like, despite the Caps' best efforts, things just weren't going their way.
I saw after the game, Carberry said that the series, even though it was a sweep, it wasn't lopsided, thought it was closer than it was. But did point to the special teams. Was that the real difference?
Yeah, that's how it looked to me. To a certain extent, I agree with Coach there. 5-on-5, I thought it was relatively evenly matched, although, you know, personnel-wise, they certainly have have more on their side. But, yeah, you look at the special teams. They had 6 power play goals. The Caps had 2, but also gave up 2 shorthanded goals. In the history of the NHL, guys, when a team scores shorthanded in the regular season or in the postseason, they go on to win the game 70% of the time. So they gave up 2 of those in back-to-back games. And I looked up the last time the Rangers scored back-to-back shorties in the playoffs was 34 years ago. So that's also rare. And so that was a bad omen. It's really hard to overcome special teams that are that kind of one-sided. I just think in general, you know, the tolerances, the margins for the Capitals were so thin. They were so tight for them. And you look at the games they won down the stretch when they went 3-0 to get in on the last day, 4-1 in the last 5. You look at those games and something made the difference. Like one thing or maybe 2 things made the difference. You know, either Charlie Lindgren stole a game or the power play scored a goal at an important time, or the penalty kill went 5 for 5 and saved the day a couple of times. And sometimes they got one of those, sometimes they got 2 of those. I felt like in this series they never really got any of that at the same time.
Tark, no real way to sugarcoat this, and I love the guy, but Ovi was a complete ghost in this series. No points, only managed 5 shots through 4 games on goal. And then kind of embarrassingly, in the 4th game, his ice time was really cut down. You could tell, and they were talking about it on the broadcast. Seems like Carberry gave him a little bit more ice time later, but I think for long stretches, especially of the late first through the second period, where Ovi was just not on the ice.
Was he hurt?
He told us after the game that he was healthy and that he just didn't play well. Those were his words. You're right. Yesterday's game, this series, it felt like the start of the season. You know, it felt like that Ovi that we saw back in October where I was like, ooh, what's wrong here? What's going on here? I think that his second half of the year coming off the All-Star break when he, you know, really kind of came to life and was scoring regularly, I think that raised expectations maybe even a little bit too high. And guys, look, I don't like to make excuses. This is pro sports. These are big boys. They get paid a lot of money. Ovi's still 38 years old. I mean, you know, I look at Wayne Gretzky, the guy he's chasing for the all-time goals record. He scored 9 goals when he was 38. You know, Ovi topped 30. Wayne didn't make the playoffs with the Rangers in 99. You know, Ovi carried a team to the playoffs. Again, not making excuses because he did look like a shell of himself in this series. I think he just ran out of gas. I mean, Father Time comes for all of us.
Right.
And it's certainly been knocking on his door for a little bit. And, you know, I think we'll see how the regular season starts next year. But, you know, I still feel like every year it's going to get harder and harder. And he's got 2 years left on this contract. And I still think he gets to Gretzky, but it's going to get increasingly harder as he gets older.
All right. What's the future of TJ Oshie?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there were some signs, just the way his teammates, the way Carberry talked about him last night. Mm-hmm. You know, I was down on ice level for TNT at the handshake line, and you could tell he was just kind of soaking in the moment a little bit. He's one of the last guys to leave the ice. You know, his family went to New York. You know, wife and kids were there for those games up there. Again, that's just me reading the tea leaves. I can't imagine that he wants to hang them up, but sometimes your body wins.
Your body tells you.
And as a player, you lose. Right. I just don't know if he can physically do it anymore. But so guys don't retire when they have time and term and money left on their contract to go on LTI. And you know, so similar to like what Nicholas Backstrom did at the start of this year. And again, I don't know what the future is for TJ, but I do know that it took a heck of a lot for him to get on the ice for practice. It took even more for him to get on the ice for games. I mean, he was a real warrior. People could see the things he had hooked up to him and the heating pads and everything he had to go through just to be able to suit up. You know, you got to wonder if he wants to go through that again.
We're joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. So despite the sweep, there were a few bright spots. Fairvari scores two goals in the series, and Hendricks LaPierre's goal last night was just a thing of beauty. So we're going to see more of that heading into next season and beyond. Talk about some of the contributions from those two and some of the other younger players in this series.
Yeah, you know, big picture, you take a few steps back, you look at the way this roster is constructed, and I really like the young guys that have emerged here over the last few months, and they just got some invaluable experience in these playoffs. You really don't know what the playoffs are about until you go through it. And now LaPierre and McMichael and Protas, those guys, they know what it looks like. They know what it feels like. They know what it smells like. They know what it takes to compete at that level. And so I think, you know, that is going to accelerate their growth. But when you look at the way this roster is constructed, I like the core young guys. Like, they're starting to form a really nice middle of the lineup. What general manager Brian McClellan and his team need to do this summer is to start filling in some of those top of the lineup guys. You know, they still need someone who scores easily, the way Ovi did early in his career, where you just, every time this player touches the puck, you're like, oh, he might get one here. They don't have one of those guys. They need to get one of those guys, whether it's a number one center, whether it's, you know, a number one right wing or left wing, they've got to go get one of those guys. But I think in general, the future of this team looks pretty good to me. They just have to start adding some of those top of the lineup guys, because, you know, you look at McMichael and LaPierre. I mean, those are guys that, in my opinion, are going to be, you know, middle six centers for a long time in this league. Defensemen take, they say, 200 or so games to really kind of find their groove, to kind of come into their own. Marty Fairvari, he's coming up on that. Rasmus Sandin is coming up on that. Alex Alexiev, I think, took a big step forward. I mean, there were times where I wondered, you know, where Alexiev fit in, or did he fit in? And the last month or so, or I would even say the last 2 months, after Joel Edmondson was traded away, Alexiev made himself into an NHL player. So, again, I like the young nucleus right there, you know, in the middle of the lineup. He's got to add some of those top-end stars to replace Backstrom and replace Evgeny Kuznetsov, Anthony Mantha. They need somebody who can score easily, and eventually they're going to need to add someone who's going to take the reins from John Carlson, who's got some time left, but they don't have that guy, that number one D in the system either.
I assume we're going to see both Lindgren and Kemper back next year as a goalie tandem.
You know, it's a long off season; things can happen, but I would say as of today, day after the regular the playoffs ended, I would say yeah. I mean I don't know if there's going to be a huge market for Darcy. I think the Capitals just hope that he had an off year. And guys, you look at goalies, I kind of feel like they're a little bit like closers in baseball sometimes. You know, like one year they have it, the next year they don't, the next year they have it again. It's such a mental game for goaltenders. I don't know the genesis or the source or the reason why Darcy wasn't able to put it together, but he's got all summer to figure it out. But I would say yes. Day after the playoffs ended, I would expect those two to be your tandem in goal next year, and you know, maybe closer to a 50-50 split. But again, long off season.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Caps for Monumental Sports Network. Let's give some Tarik awards, end of the season awards. Who was the Caps MVP this season?
Rome.
No, you know, I'm going to go Lindgren. I know, you know, his 864 in the playoffs, you know, that's a little bit of recency bias. I know maybe people were a little disappointed by that, but, you know, he was outdueled by Igor Shesterkin, who won the Vezina a couple of years ago. The Capitals do not get into the playoffs without Charlie Lindgren, a 30-year-old backup for most of his career, a lot of his career in the minor leagues, stepping forward and becoming a 1A. They just don't get there. So I give him my MVP. I would say, you know, runner-up would probably be Alex Ovechkin. I'd say after that would probably be John Carlson / Dylan Strome. Those are my big four, but Charlie just, to me, stole the show.
Who was your most improved player?
Most improved, I'm going to go Connor McMichael because there wasn't a big enough sample size for LaPierre and for Alexiev. I think they were in the conversation too, but they came on late. But McMichael showed himself this year to be he's ready. He is now an NHL player whose game is going to flourish. He's going to get more responsibility. His playoffs in Hershey last year, regular season in Hershey last year, you could see he was a different player all year, and he got better throughout the season, in my opinion.
And how would you grade Coach Carberry in his first year?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I know I do writing and broadcasting. I don't get a vote. The broadcasters vote for the Jack Adams as coach of the year. Uh-huh. I don't get one of those votes. I hope he does get some votes because I thought he did a great job in his first year. I think that coaching staff in general just kind of struck all the right tones. You could tell they were very tight and on the same page. That's always very important. That translates to the players when there's friction. You know, that just doesn't help at all in any aspect of a team. You could tell they were all pulling in the same direction. And just in general, I feel like Carberry is such a great communicator. I think it might have taken him a little bit of time to get to the veterans, you know, being the youngest coach in the NHL. But, you know, he was able to connect with the youngsters and get them to improve. He was able to find the right buttons to press for the veteran players. And, you know, tactically, I mean, you look at the roster and how it looked in the offseason or on day one of training camp, what it looked like yesterday, mm-hmm. It was a cold, totally different roster, totally different. They played a different style of hockey than they wanted to play, you know, 6 months ago. So he was able to, speaking of Carberry, I mean, he was able to adapt to his changing personnel. I think he did an outstanding job. I hope he gets some votes for the Jack Adams. And more importantly, the Caps can go into the offseason now knowing they found their head coach.
Right.
All right, Tark. Good stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Tark El-Bashir comes
to
the Caps.
Enjoy your summer.
For the Monumental Sports Network, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit M Street Bank to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.